Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Despite the opposition of environmental groups and some Democratic lawmakers, the Foxconn factory was granted 4 air permits from Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources yesterday. The factory is expected to be a major new source of smog for southeastern Wisconsin. According to a statement from environmental group Clean Wisconsin, Foxconn will be the largest emitter of volatile organic compounds in the region. And Wisconsin now has a school safety czar. It's Glenn Rayberg, a 10-year veteran of the State Department of Justice and a former police officer and educator. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Despite the opposition of environmental groups and some Democratic lawmakers, the Foxconn factory was granted 4 air permits from Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources yesterday. The factory is expected to be a major new source of smog for southeastern Wisconsin. According to a statement from environmental group Clean Wisconsin, Foxconn will be the largest emitter of volatile organic compounds in the region. And the Brewers continue their winning ways. They beat the Royals in Kansas City last night 5-2. Game 2 of that 2-game series is tonight in Kansas City. Okay, here's read number 3. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin now has a school safety czar. It's Glenn Rayberg, a 10-year veteran of the State Department of Justice and a former police officer and educator. The president of Marquette University said yesterday he has received strong support for creating a plan to address neurological trauma, which is increasingly seen as the root cause of many social and economic problems. And a developer has proposed building a new Aldi grocery store in Glendale near Nicolet High School. The plan also includes a building that would be an Associated Bank branch and 2 other buildings with tenants yet to be named. And here's read number 4. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The president of Marquette University said yesterday he has received strong support for creating a plan to address neurological trauma, which is increasingly seen as the root cause of many social and economic problems. A developer has proposed building a new Aldi grocery store in Glendale near Nicolet High School. The plan also includes a building that would be an Associated Bank branch and 2 other buildings with tenants yet to be named. And the Bucks lost to the Celtics in Boston last night 92-87. The Celtics lead that series 3-2. Game 6 is tomorrow evening at the Bradley Center. And here is the forecast. And the forecast for Milwaukee: sunshine this afternoon and then mostly clear tonight, lows in the low 30s. Sunshine tomorrow, highs in the low 60s. And then for Friday, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-50s. I'm Stu Daniels for Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.